Okay, guys.
Questions in the room first for midfield superstar, and then we'll go to Zoom. Charlie, I'm sure you want to kick us off.
I do. Let's just start with kind of your overall thoughts now. It seemed like quite a difficult one out there with not maybe a lot for either team in it.
Yeah, I think the wind, you know, the weather played a factor on that. When you're going against the wind for us in the second half, it's hard to create because you can't really go long. So you saw them pressing us and us trying to find ways to break their press. And a lot of it was trying to go over the top and win the seconds. And it was the same for them in the first half. So, you know, I think we did well to hold a team that scores a lot of goals, gets a lot of chances, to hold them really to three shots on target and from distance, all of them. So I think as an overall performance, we did well defensively. I think we just need that extra bit to score goals now. That's it.
Yeah, you obviously see the extra bit to score goals, but it feels like you guys are continuing to build quite a solid foundation with the back line. I think you guys have been dealing especially as well. Just how much progress does it feel like you are making there? Just maybe the last bit to come to score?
Yeah, I think if you look from our first game of the season against Halifax to now, you can see that we're really starting to come together. We're starting to read each other and play more as a team, and you can see that having, you know, very little chances created against us and very little goals scored against us from, I want to say, two-thirds of the pitch, we're very good. And then when we get into the opponent's box, I think it just hasn't come for us. You see last game, something that normally goes in for a lot of other teams, the goalie makes a huge save on us, and it's the same today. We're just not maybe gambling or you know, being lively enough in the box, and I think as we continue to go, we're still kind of early in the season, it's going to come for us, and I think it's good.
Congratulations on all the improvements you have gained since the last time we had an interview. What did you do to improve yourself way better? Before you were lacking of many things, but we see you playing better and better.
I think it just comes a lot of it from experience and having a little bit more structure now. As Nash has come in and Mauro come in, they've both played at high levels, and they were both midfielders, right? So just learning off of them and them teaching me proper positioning and a little bit more anticipation and reading the game better. I think myself on the ball, it's just every day in training pushing myself, my teammates pushing me harder to be better. And that's it. I think just a lot of it is just reading the game, and I'm getting better and better at it, I think, every game. And as it comes more and more, performances will be better.
You as one of the leaders of the team, what do you tell the new guys? Because you guys are having a lot of injuries. What do you tell the new guys to keep them together?
I think everybody knows, whether you start every game, whether you come off the bench, everyone has a role and everyone has a job, and we all fight for each other. So everybody, you know, they come to training every day, they work hard, and that's the biggest message. Make sure you come in and put in the work every day. And when you get your chance, show to yourself, to the crowd, to our coaching staff why everybody deserves the chance to start, and make it hard for them to pick a starting 11. So I think that's the big thing for us.
Having one of the best defenses on the league, even I saw you a few times trying to help them. What are the things that you guys can do to improve? I know. What can you do to improve?
I think you can always improve. Even though we have one of the best defenses, we can always, you know, I think work on a lot of tracking, you know, from myself in the midfield, just staying alive. I think against the best teams in the league, they get to the byline and they want to cut things back, and that's how a lot of teams score goals in this league. And as long as we're lively and we have our positioning right and everybody's tuned in, I think we'll continue to not get scored on and continue to keep clean sheets.
Seeing Absi going away soon, what can you tell him now? Wishing all the best. What did he tell him?
Yeah, I've been around since the first year with this team, being a training player, going to preseason with them the first year of the league, and seeing Abzi grow, right? From being a non-pro to coming in his first year, and, you know, now being one of the best players in the league, and he's a really good friend of mine, and I'm just super happy for him. I think nobody deserves this move more than him. And I can't wait to see him kill it in League 2 next year. Or in this year, sorry.
Any other questions in the room for Is?
Yeah, is there someone
defense in the league, only 7 goals allowed, but you don't have the, but you're the lowest, let's say, in scoring, only 6 goals. Is there any way on the, we talked about defense already, but any way to improve scoring more goals? Or are you waiting for these transfers to come in?
Yeah, I think with the guys we have now, we're more than capable to score goals, and I think we've been unlucky. I think some of it comes from us not being lively and maybe hungry in the box and really wanting that goal. And I think once we get one, it will change for us. But I think just working on the patterns we do in practice, making sure our runs are good in the box and finishing drills in practice and making sure it's game realistic. And I think those things will help us start scoring goals.
Stars, which was the team of Lowell Wright.
Yeah.
Of course, are we all going to watch him, all the guys in the locker room, going to watch him tonight?
Of course.
Cuba, Canada under 20s.
Yeah, of course. You know, everybody is so happy for Lowell. He also deserves it, being one of the best young players in this league. Definitely one of the best under 20s in Canada. And, you know, we're just all rooting for them to make it through the next round, and we'll be watching Lowell.
Any other questions in the room tonight?
Okay, guys, just checking if there's any Zoom questions for Izzy. Looks good. Izzy, you're good, my friend.
All right, perfect. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you. How good was he today? How good was this guy today? Yeah. Speaking of Lowell Wright, this guy's the future right here.
Hi,
you like that lighting? It's nice. You need some makeup or... That's better.
Okay. Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Sure. You know, just start with maybe the overall thoughts. It seemed like maybe it's a tough one for both teams out there today.
Yeah, it was a tough one with the wind a little bit. I thought, you know, they had a lot of possession. I don't think they did a lot with it. It didn't really create anything. They had a couple of long shots that didn't really trouble us, but... you know, I thought we had 3 or 4 really good chances, got some good areas, and just couldn't find the back of the net.
It seemed like maybe a bit of a different look for you guys with, you know, Lisandro and Lazzi and that kind of pressing front two. Just what did you make of kind of the work that you guys did off the ball to try and back?
Yeah, I thought we put in the work. I think we're disconnected a little bit, and they were able to play through it. We did turn it over a few times. And just didn't take advantage of the turnovers. So we ended up dropping the line deeper second half and giving them the ball a little bit more. I think it worked for the most part, but maybe we tired out at the end and held on a little bit late.
Just one last one. It's got to be great to see Max go 90. I'm not sure if that was the plan originally, but back.
No, it wasn't the plan at all. You know, but didn't, you know... It was tough because didn't really have any more subs. Noah hasn't trained and threw him on for the last couple minutes at the end. So hoping and praying that he would be okay for a couple minutes. And we're looking, hopefully he's back by Wednesday. I have a couple of training sessions in him. And then, Sazi put in a shift again. Just poor kid hasn't gotten a rest. Probably deserves one, a little bit of one anyways. So, but right now with a small squad, everyone's just putting their head down and grinding through.
Coach Martin, for the first 25 minutes, we saw Max running the team.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he ended up running out of gas? Because after he stopped like pushing the ball, you guys kind of lost the momentum.
No, I don't know if I totally agree with that. I think he ran out of gas personally. I thought Abzi did a really good job putting in some great balls. There's a Lisandro had a header in the first half. He flashed one across the goal at the end that Max missed on the, you know, a couple yards from goal. And he had one or two other ones. But, you know, I think we were a little bit in and out of the game at times, but I thought we created some great chances, got in some great areas, and did really well to limit their chances.
You mentioned another season with injuries. What do you see of your new guys, Hernandez, Mateo, Cabrera? Are you planning to keep them together on the front?
Not sure, really. It's right now, Mateo in the last 3 games, I think he's played right back, right wing, and center mid, and he's a center mid. So I got Seba playing left wing, and he's a center mid. So it's, you know, guys are just playing where we need them to play right now. You know, I'm trying to keep the team as organized as I can, because, you know, it's guys playing a little bit out of position because we have to, and I'm just trying to get the best team I can out there in the field to compete, and compete they do, to be fair, every game.
With the new player that you got, any time you're going to put him soon?
The new player we got is not available till July 8th, so we can't till the transfer window's open. So we'll be waiting on a few till then.
Any great surprises for the next upcoming game that you are playing next Wednesday?
No, I no big surprises. We have to see how Seba is. See if it's you know, if it's a knock or a pull. Hopefully it's not too bad and he's still available, but with how it happened, I'm not sure he'll be available for Wednesday.
My last question, are you preparing on the penalty shots, yes, in case?
We'll always do that, you know, just because 90 minutes, if you can get if it's a tie at the time, your penalty. So we'll practice it, make sure we're ready in case that's the situation.
Any more questions that we need for Gafford to Carlo? You were talking about just players playing out of position a little bit. Does it worry you at all? Is it difficult when you're preparing and you have all these injuries that maybe you're going to have to change your formation and steer away a little bit from your friend of soccer?
Yeah, a little bit. And it's just we're not flowing as much as we'd like to. And some of it's a little bit tired legs. Some of it's, you know, guys playing out of position. But to be fair with this group, they're all doing exactly what I ask of them. Working really hard. We're not giving chances away to pretty much anyone. And we are creating enough chances to score. Just no... I don't know if it's confidence, luck, whatever you want to be. We're just, for whatever reason, we're not putting the ball in the back of the net right now.
Any questions for Robin?
Yeah, this is a bit unusual. It's a guy who didn't use today, Aiden Hugo.
Yeah.
So on May the 18th, I was watching a week once, mm-hmm. Ontario game, which I often do, and they were North Toronto Nitros, that's the team he played for, playing Waterloo. So I was talking to Coach Marco Milanovic, said the defender Aiden Hugo had left the day before to try out with CPL team, but get ready, Atletico Ottawa. So from the day before, that would be May 17th until now, how did he, Aiden Hugo, sort of work its way into your team?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking for top young talent around the area, and we were made aware of him, and so actually met him yesterday, and he trained yesterday. He's a skillful, talented young little player, and with our lack of players, you know, we were able to put him on the bench today, and we had two young players on the bench today just to try and fill out, get us closer to 18 players.
So he hadn't really been working out with the team until now?
No. Nope. Yeah, so I met him yesterday.
I know. Well, last week I had Forge pulled that off by bringing a guy from Sigma, who is not a stranger because that's a farm team to them, but also they grabbed a guy who's playing that same game with Juan Azuri. They grabbed him and they played him last week in the Pacific. So
yeah.
It's like being on Ontario.
Yeah.
These games that are after these double headers, you know, there's these guys that are ready to play.
Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of talent in Canada and a lot of players that have the ability to play at this level and they're just waiting for their chance. So it's you know, there's a, it's a good League One, it's a good level. PLSQ is a good level. BC League One that start up is a good level. And there's players at that level that have the ability to play in this league. And we've just got to unearth those diamonds. And, you know, trust on scouts. And when we get a chance, we go and watch some of the games.
Everyone's afraid to ask, I guess, but how many games is being allowed to score for York? Is it just like, there's like a, a swear jar that if someone scores, they're going to win that pot, or is it? They just say the dam will burst sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's the case. I think someone's put a lid on the net, so Yeah, I mean, I think it's been four games since our cup game where we against Pacific, which was 2-2.
Yeah.
So it's been a few games now. But, you know, to be fair, in those four games, you know, we were able to at least get two draws out of it without scoring a goal. So, yeah, it's tough times. The guys are frustrated, but they're battling through. They got a great mentality, this group. I think once we score one, I think the floodgates could open, just give us that little bit of confidence.
Coach, after the departure of
Asby,
who's
going
to take his spot?
You know, right now we have Edu, who has played a few games and done well. He's young. He's a bit up and down. But he's been getting minutes lately. Oftentimes he's a winger right now, but he's a left back. And he'll get his opportunity and see how he does.
And any special advice you gave Asby? He's
Yeah, I mean, I've had a good conversation with Avsy, and, you know, he's just got to go and work hard. I think he's got all the tools it takes to succeed at the next level, and he's got to keep an open mind, look to learn as much as he can, and just keep putting the work in. He's a tremendous athlete, tremendous technical player, and he's got a ton of upside. So I expect that, you know, or I hope and expect that we won't see him in the CPL for some time.
Okay, guys, I'm going to turn it over to the Zoom portion of the conference.
Guys, I know that you've been waiting patiently on Zoom. Cleve, over to you.
Hey, Marty, it's Cleve from the Times Conference.
Hi, Cleve.
Hey, just more of a general league question rather than just a specific game question, which, you know, we've got enough of. But, yeah, Lowell Wright, you know, with the U20 team, Cameron Habibula, can normally be in this game, but are not, and which is a good thing. Six guys from the CPL on the U20 team at the CONCACAF qualifiers. Just on this league and doing what it is supposed to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the whole point of the league, right? To create professional players that can get into the national team programs and ultimately the senior national team. So, yeah, I think it's great for these kids. It's a great opportunity for them to go and play in the international on the international stage. And you know, hopefully they'll qualify for World Cup and get even more experience. It's great for the league. It's great for Canada, and this league is doing exactly what it set out to do.
Great. And obviously the obvious Whitecaps question. So many connections. Have you coming back to BC to play in this game at BC Place? Just your thoughts on going into that game.
Yeah, I mean, we know it's going to be a tough game, and we're going to have to be at our best. But, yeah, I think we've worked hard to get there, winning two cup games on the road, and this will be our third cup game in a row on the road. But we got a great mentality. We're going to have to go and battle it out for 90 minutes. It's not going to be easy, but I think our guys have the mentality to get a job done.
Thanks, Marty.
Yeah.
Thanks, Steve. Michael, you've been waiting very, very patiently to get the final question in here.
Hey, Martin. Just a couple more questions just about that game on Wednesday for you. Obviously, you came back in 2019 with Cavalry and you caused an upset back then. Are you going to use that kind of game and what you did to kind of draw on some inspiration for your team talk for Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll use it for the team talk. Obviously, it's different circumstances and a different Whitecaps team, but, you know, I'll draw on it, especially because just to, you know, prove the point that it's possible, right? So that was a great night in CPL and Cavalry history to go on the road and beat an MLS team. So it's a possible job, but it's not going to be easy, and the guys are going to have to work for it, but definitely we'll bring it up to the guys.
And obviously, it's a huge semi. You know, you've got a final place on the line. What would it mean to York to have that first appearance in a Canadian Championship game? What do you think that would do for raising the stature of the club in the local community?
Yeah, I think it'd be massive. It'd open a lot of eyes, and you know, these players have worked hard for it. I think it'd be great for the club, and. You know, it'd be massive for the club in general just to get to a final, to a cup, a national cup final, would be brilliant. So there's a lot on the line, but you know, we've got some preparation to do before that.
And just last thing, what have you made of the Whitecaps from what you've seen of them this season? They're up and down, but at home they seem to be a completely different team.
Yeah, they have been a little bit up and down. No, I think they have been really good at home. They've picked up results, and you know, they're. We'll see how they do today. I'll watch the game tonight, but yeah, they're a good team at home, so it's not going to be an easy task to go there and try to win. But like I said, this group has a great mentality, and they'll put everything on the line for the result.
Thanks, Martin. I'll see you in a couple of days.
All right.
Thank you, Michael. Thanks to everybody for contributing to the zone portion of the call. And Gaffer, you're done.
Oh, okay. Thanks, guys.
Recording stopped.